Welcome to the Expert Ownership Podcast, where we launch faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. But you know what? It's more than that. We want to help you thrive in the midst of today's cancel culture. Our goal is to raise up workplace warriors who will stand for what they believe in, whatever the cost. You can find out more by visiting expertownership.com. But without further ado, here we go. I've been really, really feeling it. Got to bust a move, watch out. So today we're talking about discovering your purpose in your business. Now, we're not talking specifically about knowing why you're doing what you're doing and what you're supposed to do that's tied to your vision and your mission. We're talking about how you can know exactly what you need to be doing as the youpreneur. Now, every entrepreneur is a youpreneur. And what we want to talk to you today are four keys that will help you discover if you're doing the very thing God made you to do. Okay? So I'm just going to jump right to it. I'm going to give you these four keys. Okay? You ready? Here you go. Key number one, when doors open automatically, you don't have to push them open.
You know, who was it that said faith is living without scheme?
Warren Wiersbe.
Yeah. He's a Hebrew scholar. He said faith is living without scheming. Yeah. Now, sometimes in business, of course, you know, you knock on a door, especially for marketing and sales, it's seven touches and all this other stuff before someone will ultimately buy. And you have to get creative with this kind of stuff. But Jason, what we're talking about today is you don't have to scheme to open doors.
Yes.
And you're trying to pry into something that you see someone else doing. And maybe that's not for you. Maybe that's not God's purpose for you or the way that they're doing that business. And it may be in the same industry as you, but that's just not the way you have to do it, because that's not how God wired you.
Yes. Here's a question for you to ask yourself, rhetorical question that you just think about. Are you where you are now because certain doors opened easily for you, or did you push the door open? That's a humbling question, because there are times where David and I have even seen in our own lives where we were in certain places or in certain meetings. I remember going to Las Vegas. Man, this was probably, 5 years ago, David?
Yes, yes.
We're in Las Vegas.
We were pivoting our real estate company, thinking that this was a good pivot, but we were pushing it.
We were pushing. When in reality, God wanted us out of the retail real estate space like we had once been in. But we're like, we didn't know. We didn't know exactly what we were supposed to do.
We were drained. Even when we got home, we were drained. And I was more confused when I got home. And it's like, okay, this is ridiculous.
So just ask yourself, am I where I am now because doors opened easily for me? Or did I actually push this door open? Because if you are exactly where God wants you to be, that door will open. That door opened. And then all you have to do is walk through it. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, when you're at total rest. How do you know if you're following God's purpose for you? When you are at total rest, you're not letting ambition lead.
Well, and by rest, we don't mean you're sitting on your butt. You know, you're folding your hands to rest.
You're at peace.
The Bible says that poverty will come on to you like a bandit if you fold your hands to rest. We're saying you're doing the work and you're at peace. You're at rest. In other words, your heart is rested. One of the greatest examples I saw of this recently was Scottie Scheffler just won the Masters. It's his second Masters. He's 27 years old. He is a dynamic believer in Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said to CBS Sports, by the way, CBS Sports headline was Scottie, and I'm paraphrasing the headline, but he said Scottie Scheffler's faith makes him a force, an impenetrable force. It's amazing. And they actually spoke about how he has so much peace about whether he wins or whether he loses. He says, I'm not in control of that because the victory has already been won at the cross.
Jeez.
So I don't have to control the outcome.
Yeah.
I just have to simply go out and play. That is a man who's working his butt off under a lot of pressure, but he's totally at rest.
Yeah. Which is so good, because if you're in a position right now where your ambition is just running like crazy and you have to keep that ambition going in order for you to keep doing the thing that you're doing, you might need to ask God if you're in the place where God wants you to be. Now, he might still want you to have that business, but you might need to be in a different position. So are you at total rest? Are you at peace? Remember when the disciples were crossing the sea with Jesus in the boat and the wind and waves picked up, okay, Jesus was at total rest. He was asleep in the boat. The disciples were not at rest. Okay. So they were not at rest. What we need to do is make sure that we do not let ambition jump into the driver's seat, because we are going to be running way harder and faster than we need to be.
Quite often the way that ambition takes over is when we see others, especially on social media or our competition, doing things or succeeding at a certain level. And all of a sudden we just start striving.
Yeah.
You know, with Jesus asleep in the boat, I mean, the wind and waves were up. These were professional fishermen and they were crying out for their lives. They literally thought it was going to capsize. Now, you can't blame the disciples. People are like, well, they didn't have faith. Well, yeah, you go get in a boat thinking it's going to fall over or tip over. Like, there's no chance. I would have been terrified too. Jesus rebukes them. In other words, he's like, I'm in the boat.
Yeah.
I love Priscilla Shire's message when she goes to Life Search quite often. You'll hear her talk about is Jesus in your boat? Because if Jesus is in your boat, then you can be at rest. And just don't be outside the boat without Jesus. And if Jesus is not in your boat, in other words, you're not at rest, then you just need to just take inventory and say, okay, maybe I'm not in the right position. Maybe I'm not in the right business. Maybe I'm looking at other people. Maybe I've got some covetousness that's up underneath there. Maybe I've got some envy. Maybe I've got some pride, right? God will work through you when you do some listening prayer and you get with him, because I've seen that in my own life.
So how do you discover your purpose in your business? Okay. Number one, are doors opening automatically, or are you having to push them open? Number two, are you at total rest, or is ambition having to jump into the driver's seat to keep this thing going? Number three, do you feel energized the more you do what you're doing now? Like, is what you're doing now bringing you energy, or is it burning you out? Okay. So there's a massive difference between being tired and being depleted. Being tired is just the result of the fact that we're human. Like, you're doing the thing. You do get tired. Depleted means you're not getting something. Like, there's something that your body should be getting and it's not. I think it's really funny. My daughter, Allie, she's awesome. She works for a company in Florida, and she is very much task oriented. She's great with people, but she has a limit with people. And so when we go to conferences or whatever, and she has to talk to a lot of people, by the end of the day, she literally is about to fall over. Like, she needs like 3 days of detoxing, you know, whereas, you know, other folks who are total people persons and they get energized by that.
Yeah.
So how do you know if you're doing the thing that God wants you to do? Your body will respond with more energy the more you do it.
That's right. You know, you think about a lantern, the wick doesn't burn out so long as the oil's there. And you got to ask God, where's the oil? Well, pay attention to your energy levels.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what lights you up. Pay attention to what you could do. You don't even feel like you're doing anything, because, you know, that's what the old saying is, you know, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So I'm not saying that you have to do only what you love, because when we built multiple businesses, I had to do many things that I didn't ultimately love, but I knew that was only a moment until we got it up to a point where we could systematize it, get good people in place, and we move on. So you will have that. You will have that. So you may be in that moment right now, but that's okay. Just at least know you got to pay close attention to what really drains you and what excites you and energizes you.
Exhaustion is not God's best for you. And it's not just a physical thing. You know, a lot of times people feel exhausted, like, oh, I need more sleep. Well, yeah, probably. Oh, I need to eat more protein. Yeah, probably. I need to exercise. Yes, probably. But at the same time, sometimes your body is talking to you and you need to pay attention. What is exhausting you? Pay very close attention. And the second thing is, what people are exhausting you?
Yeah.
There might be some people that you need to get out of your life.
Yeah, it could be toxic. Bad company corrupts good morals. He who walks with the wise becomes wise. Who are the voices that you have, the top five voices in your life that are speaking into you? But I also, this is kind of a squirrel moment. I also look at, you know, if I walk out of Chipotle and for some reason, every time I eat Chipotle, I get tired.
Yeah.
And my wife tells me, she goes, it's the oils, David. It's the oils. Your body doesn't like the oils. I stopped eating Chipotle and I feel like $1 million. I eat Cava as opposed to Chipotle.
They don't have bad oils?
Well, the stuff that they're putting in Cava, I guess, is not bad, because I'm not falling asleep. Literally, so my wife says, you got to pay attention to your body with the food you eat. It's the same way with where you are.
I figured that out after I would eat it. David and I used to eat a dozen eggs in the morning when we were in college.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted 30 minutes after eating that. Then I realized, oh, I'm not supposed to eat that many
food eggs. Food is fuel. It's supposed to energize you, not drain you. So if it's draining, you got to change your food.
So if you're feeling exhausted, just pay attention to what you're feeling, not just tired, but an exhaustion, like something's missing when you're doing certain things. And that's God's way of showing you, you might need to be in a different place. Okay, you might need to be in a different spot. Okay, so number one, are doors opening automatically? Number two, are you at total rest or is ambition needing to keep this thing going? Number three, do you feel energized the more you're doing that thing? Or are you feeling a little exhausted, a little burned out? And number four, are you feeling God's power work through you? Because when God's power is truly working through you, catch this, others will experience transformation. It's not just about you, it's about others. So when you're doing what it is that God designed you to do in your business, other people are going to experience massive blessings because of it. Okay? So what's the example of this? Paul in prison, and he's worshiping and he's praising God. Paul and Silas in jail. And then all of a sudden, what happens? The doors of the prison open up, not just for Paul and Silas,
but for all the
prison. But for everybody. Okay, if you're in the right place, it affects others in a positive way.
And
it's never just about you.
Especially in a very difficult situation or even in the midst of the doldrums of business, or you may feel like you're trapped in your business or whatever. Listen, you got to praise the Lord like Paul and Silas. I always tell my son, so my son, my youngest boy is a very talented basketball player and he's got lots of practices, lots of workouts. We have trainers, the whole nine yards, and he gets really tired, but it's him. He's pushing. I believe it or not, I'm not pushing him. So mom, before you email us saying, don't you push that boy. I'm not, he's pushing himself. But anyway, I'm like, hey, stop. Let's just right now, this is as close to hell as we're ever going to get. Do you realize that? Do you realize right now there are 13-year-old boys in the world today that don't know where their next meal is coming from? When we get home, we probably have 20 meals to choose from with all the food that's in the pantry and the refrigerator. Like, always reframe. Same thing in your business. Just reframe. You may be in the doldrums right now, but praise the Lord for the fact that you even have a job, the fact that you even have an idea in a business that you're activating upon. Just praise the Lord for the things that he's done. Think back about how he helped you start, how he gave you the idea, whatever it may be. Think about how you landed that one client. Just go back and think about those things and then praise the Lord for it. And then, hey, Lord, I could sure use another client right now. I could sure use a breakthrough right now. And it will open doors. That will be a testimony that if you have employees working for you, they will hear it. If you have vendors, contractors, whatever, and all of a sudden you land this one, you can literally say, and we did. One of our clients that we landed, I remember Centex Home Equity out of Dallas, Texas. And I remember telling the asset manager, we prayed that we could land another client. And you know what? He didn't get freaked out by it. He was not a believer, but I'm sure he actually was probably warmed in his heart.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I don't even believe in God, but I guess I'm on answer to prayer.
So these are promised land principles. And what we mean by that is these are principles that you apply when you're in that promised land for you. Whatever that may be. But remember, the promised land was the ultimate place that God wanted the children of Israel, but they each went through Egypt to get there. They had to go through Egypt to get there. And sometimes when you're building your business, you got to go through Egypt. Like for David and I absolutely hated flying out to clients and going and walking the floor where all the cubicles were and stopping by people's desks and talking with them, little small talk. Hey, if you got any assets in North Carolina or the East Coast, please send them to me. I hated it. I always felt so tired and exhausted by the time I was leaving. But you know what? I did it for a while because I knew that we were going somewhere. Ultimately, I don't have to do that anymore. So I had to surrender to that season. And ultimately, now we're to a place by God's grace, because we followed our 12 steps of expert ownership. If you hadn't read the book, go read it. Those 12 steps by God's grace got to see your preneur status. And at that point, now I can focus on these four keys that will help me stay in the position of purpose, that doors are opening automatically. I don't have to push them open. I feel total at rest by God's grace, not letting ambition lead. Energized the more we're doing the stuff that we're doing, not getting burned out and feeling God's power work through us. Listen, it's a good place to be. And it's not always a place, because you got to stay there. You can't just say, oh, I'm there. Now it's good. No, no, no. You got to stay there.
Well, it's what Craig Groeschel, I love his leadership podcast, by the way. It's what he says with a pilot. You're constantly making adjustments. You're never just sitting there. And if you're constantly making adjustments, that means you're probably leading well. That's good. So it's like Jason says, you're just paying attention. So even if you're in the doldrums of business right now, or you're stuck in a business and you're actually in the business, not on the business, you want to be on the business, you want to be a CEOpreneur. Those are all wonderful things. But while you're in it, you can find rest. And you just know, pay close attention to these things. What kind of doors are opening and closing? Where are my energy levels? Where are my excitement levels? What's happening? What tasks do I love? What tasks do I hate? And that's literally when someone's like, what do I need to do to build my business? How do I systematize it? And then what people do I put in place? I'm like, whoa. I can't talk to you about any of that stuff till I figure out who you are. Because we have to build it around you, because at the end of the day, you're a youpreneur. So these are the things. Jason, read them one more time.
There you go. Are doors opening automatically, or are you having to push them open? Number two, are you at total rest, or has ambition jumped out of the passenger seat and jumped all up in the driver's seat? Number three, how energized are you feeling the more you're doing what you're doing? Or is what you're doing burning you out? You feeling exhausted? Number four, do you feel God's power working through you? Are you seeing others around you, including your family, experiencing change? If so, then you might be in the exact spot God wants you to be.
That's awesome. If you want the book, Expert Ownership, you can go to expertownership.com. Hopefully you can share this out. Go subscribe, rate, review, and push this over to a friend. Hopefully it'll be a blessing not only to you, but to other people as well. And of course, one of the things that energizes Jason and me is the fact that Christian Healthcare Ministries sponsors our podcast, expertownership.com/CHM. I don't ever get bogged down by all the medical nonsense with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and other medical options and healthcare options. We've got this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is fantastic for us. So give them a look. expertownership.com/CHM. Okay. God bless you, Jason. That was actually half decent. Jason kind of put that one together. I gave a little bit more color, but Jason is one of those, he likes systems and process. And I really like, Jason likes people too. That's the problem. I like people, but I hate systems and processes. I'm only teasing. We love doing them all. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.
Peace out. I've been ready.